In this podcast, we summarize the article titled, 9 Practices for Best-in-Class BPO Performance by Mary Lassity and Leslie Wilcox. The first 3 practices focus on the launch. Practice 1, assign a great pair of leaders. An effective leadership pair, one from the client organization and a counterpart from the provider organization, is crucial for achieving performance. These leaders work collaboratively to focus on where the outsourcing relationship should go, not where the relationship is. Each leader is open and honest about all operational issues and acts swiftly to remove or work around obstructions stemming from people, processes, or contracts. Practice 2. Focus on benefits beyond cost efficiencies. Best leaders focus on achieving strategic benefits. Clients include these benefits in the business case for BPO, setting the tone to attract the right provider. Practice 3. Acquire strong change management capabilities. Service excellence cannot happen without investing both in resources like on-site managers and in knowledge transfer, for example, shadowing, mentoring, and training. The next 3 practices focus on staying on target. Practice 4. Adopt a partnering approach to governance. A partnering approach to governance is much more than a set of committees. It is partnership attitudes and behaviors where the client regards the provider as a strategic partner rather than as an opportunistic vendor. The provider should be included in the whole picture of the end-to-end business process. Practice 5. Align the organization with outsourced processes and the provider's staff. The back offices in the retained organization are characterized by service excellence, low costs, scalability, flexibility, high compliance, and superior customer satisfaction. The organization is aligned with the outsourcing provider and meaningfully integrates the provider into the client organization so that the clients empower and reward the provider's staff so they feel connected to the clients. Practice 6. Resolve issues together and fairly. In poor performing relationships, the partners blame each other and demand that the other side fix the problem. Partners in best-in-class BPO relationships resolve issues together. The final 3 practices explore new frontiers. Use technology as an enabler of performance. Best-in-class BPO relationships leverage technology for business outcomes and use technology innovations to improve performance. Practice 8. Deploy domain expertise and business analytics. The provider applies its domain expertise to deploy rigorous analytics that measure the right key process and performance indicators, and identify weaknesses and opportunities. Then, the partners redesign processes to deliver measurable business outcomes. Practice 9. Incentivize innovation. Risk sharing, gain sharing, strong partnership behaviors, and a provider seat at the client strategy table are critical components in any outsourcing deal that delivers meaningful innovations. Clients that find themselves engaged in BPO relationships whose performance is not yet best in class need not despair. The strongest message from this study is that it is never too late to improve BPO performance. The full article is published in the September 2014 issue of MIS Quarterly Executive, available online at www.misc.org. SIM members have free access to all MISC articles through the SIM website.